Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Think about 9/11. Think about how we united as a... I mean, like, everybody was doing the yellow ribbon thing.
Yeah, but that was only for like a week.
Yeah, that was like a month.
Yeah, but that's because it was only one isolated thing. We need, like, we need terrible things to happen all the time for peace.
Like drone strikes on American citizens, on American soil.
That's great. Let's get lots of drones. Let's get tons of them. It'll be like Terminator 2 with all the crazy robots coming to kill people, because then we'll unite.
Front end loader filled with cocks. We drink beer and then we talk. We say dirty, funny shit. If you don't like it, deal with it. Front end loader filled with cocks. With dicks so big, they're in our socks. Are you offended? You're a fag. We'll piss you off. That's our bag. Front end loader filled with cocks. Just some friends from down the block. Will we offend your sweet old mom? Yes. Front end loader filled with
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Napier.
Fart.
You're full of farts. That is what you inform our listeners.
Yes.
In the chat room located on radiofoobar.com. So if you're listening and you're not in the chat, you're fucking up. That's all I'm saying. Because you're missing gems like I am farts.
Exactly.
So, I've noticed a certain lack of passion from you lately.
Why?
I don't know. I think you need to get fired up. You remember when you used to get fired up?
I get fired up all the time.
Like when you used to, I mean, you used to really just hammer it. I mean, you used to really just tell people what's going on with the Napier. And so, I have compiled a variety of news stories.
Okay.
Aimed at getting you mad. But as I was kind of showing you the stories, it turns out that, like, you had a different opinion than me, and so then I was the one getting mad.
Why would you be getting mad?
I guess I just always kind of get mad.
You did this person's job for, what was it, 6-7 fucking years?
But you didn't,
and you can't sympathize with that person?
You didn't agree with me that this woman is awful. And that
the woman's not awful, you son of a bitch. The woman has to deal with cunts all day fucking long. And we got some uppity jackass trying to buy Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, so there's a video circulating online. And if I can get the goddamn video to play, that's another thing that's bothering me, is this fucking laptop does not want to play this video. There's a video circulating online of a gentleman at the midnight release of Grand Theft Auto 5. Napier, did you purchase Grand Theft Auto 5?
No.
And he's a very self-important douche. He's obviously a nerd. He's probably been just treated like shit his whole life. But she's awful too, is what I'm saying. So, okay, let me pause this because I'm going to set up what's happening. So the fellow in question... The fellow in question was trying to he pre-ordered the game. He showed up at midnight. He was trying to pick up his pre-order, but he did not bring his driver's license.
Yes.
And so he was attempting to prove his identity by giving her a business card.
Yeah.
And she was kind of giving him a little bit of guff about it. And sure, you can't do it.
No. Here's the thing. Pieces of shit like that dude who get away with doing dumb shit like that need to be ostracized. They need to be made fun of. They need everybody within earshot to turn around, point at that fat fuck, and tell him to do his goddamn fucking job of handing an ID to a person. She didn't fucking ask him for a business card. They weren't about to do dealings in the parking lot.
First things first, he's not that fat.
No, he's fat.
He's not that fat.
He's kind of
so
fat.
So she's kind of being a little cunty towards the guy. A little.
I will
she's
say...
She's probably going beyond what a customer service person should do.
No, this is customer service. She is teaching him a valuable lesson in not being a jackass.
So he basically said that he's not going to shop there again.
I'm sure she cares.
As he's leaving the store, she plays to the crowd and announces that she's going to give out his email address so that people can ridicule him.
No,
for...
I think she said that, does anybody want a business card or something like that? Just making fun of the guy just a little bit more for being a complete twat. And
so
now it's
the
dead.
The Adobe Flash plugin has crashed. We can't even play a goddamn video.
Okay,
so anyway,
well, if anybody cares, just type in GameStop Midnight Release
right.
Video Grand Theft
so
Auto.
So he comes back. He's pissed off. He wants her information. And she's awful. They're both awful. But you seem to think that only he is awful.
Yes.
And that angers me.
Okay, here's what could have happened. She could have asked him for the ID.
He
could have given her a driver's license, and then we all could have moved on with our lives, and this wouldn't be a thing, and we wouldn't be talking about it.
I appreciate Halls in Seattle showing up in chat tonight. She's had a busy day. Mm. She's been harassed online. People have been mean to her.
Well, that's gay.
So, yeah, thanks for taking time out of getting at mentions from people to join us. Pack chat tonight. I appreciate it.
Excellent, everybody.
So what's the other... What's this? I'm getting gray hairs.
Yeah, me too.
Are you?
Yeah, a lot of
it's
them.
It's bothering me.
Why?
It's like in my sides.
Yeah, I'm getting some at the front.
In my eyebrows?
Not getting any in the eyebrows.
Not getting them in your eyebrows? I pluck them out of my eyebrows. Is that a thing that straight men do?
I get normally like wild ones that keep growing when the other ones stop growing.
They
I
get
take
way
care of
longer?
Them. Yeah, like significantly
when
longer.
When do eyebrows know when to stop?
I don't know, but this one doesn't fucking listen. He's the fucking black sheep. He's like, no, you can't say those words in school. No, I'm going to say it, cunt pussies.
I have a question that I would like to propose to anyone listening right now, and I want, like, I want you to think about it before you answer. Is a belief in ghosts and the paranormal also a belief in God and heaven?
Technically, no.
To believe in like a limbo and like an afterlife and that there's spirits out there, isn't that also to kind of believe in God?
No.
Well, you're kind of believing that something is going to happen, right?
No, you just believe in spirits.
I would say that people who don't believe in God probably believe that we just die, right?
Well, I do, but that's me. So, there are some people that do. They are atheists. They are what you would call skeptics. Yet they still say that there are ghosts and witches and wizards and shit like that. Maybe not the witches and wizards, but they definitely believe in ghosts. You know, you're playing with that thing and it's never going to work.
I'm so frustrated that it's not working. Okay, so we've abandoned GameStop guy.
Yeah, we've abandoned him.
We've moved
him.
On to, let's see, we got not necessarily and cunt pussy are the answers.
That's
fair enough, right?
Yeah. Good, because you can believe in spirits and that we all have souls, but maybe they probably don't go anywhere.
What would cunt pussy have to do?
I said the word cunt pussy.
Oh, so
and
he,
you it wasn't about you, so you weren't paying attention.
You
said, no, seriously, I said that word.
You said cunt
right
pussy?
Right in front of you, and then it's gone because I wasn't addressing Mike.
You know, I was getting mad at Mike the other day when I was listening to the podcast because he just kept interrupting you.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Like, you were in the middle of saying something, and like, Mike just fucking stopped you dead in your tracks. And then, like, we never got back to it.
No, just like GameStop guy.
Is that why you're not fired up anymore? Have I killed your spirit?
You've killed a lot of things in my life, Mike. But no, that is not one of them.
So, the other story designed to upset you.
No, the only thing that's upsetting me is you taking a different opinion than me for no damn reason.
The other story that was designed to upset you, you had a different opinion than me on that too, was the Duck Dynasty t-shirt.
Yeah.
Where every time a teacher fucking asks a kid to turn around his t-shirt now, it becomes not only a news story, but this big civil rights issue about his free speech. The guy's wearing a fucking Duck Dynasty t-shirt that says, "I will hurt you physically and metaphysically."
Yes. Yes, it does say that.
And the teacher saw that as possibly being, it could be considered a threat, some kind of threatening action, asked him to turn the shirt inside out. And the student said, "Well, there's a bunch of girls here, and if I'm wearing an inside-out t-shirt, they'll think I look silly." And so he refused to turn the t-shirt inside out and was sent home from school, and his parents are pissed off and alerted the news media that this guy, his right to free speech wearing a Duck Dynasty t-shirt was, just turn the fucking shirt inside out.
I bet you money within the next 5 to 10 years, I'm going to go five, in the next 5 years, there's going to be some little fucking kid, probably 10, 11 years old, sent to school in a plain white t-shirt with the word nigger written on it in a Sharpie, and when the kid gets sent home, the parents just sue the school, and then, oh, now he's got college money. See how that works, Junior? See how that works?
But I'd be like, why don't you just turn... I mean, I can see how, okay, great, maybe we can have a debate on whether or not the kid should have turned the shirt inside out. Maybe you write the teacher a strongly worded email later on and you say, "Hey, I don't think it was right what you do." But in the fucking meantime, why don't you just do what the goddamn teacher says and turn the fucking shirt inside out?
Well, I'm sure he felt strongly about his t-shirt.
And if you don't want to look silly in front of girls, how about you not wear a shirt with a goddamn 80-year-old dude with a 10-inch-long beard on it? Why don't you get yourself a goddamn polo shirt and dress like the job you want?
Well, what I'm betting is the little kid probably thought that there is no way that you could get a message out of that t-shirt that is threatening. I will hurt you physically.
I will hurt you physically.
And metaphysically. It says, "I will hurt you physically and metaphysically," and has a picture of an 80-year-old goddamn man on it.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. People at these schools take this shit too far. They should have just said, "That's a stupid t-shirt," and then moved on with their life.
Right. But they just asked him to turn it inside out. Why wouldn't he just do it?
Because fuck them.
Because fuck them.
Exactly.
See, you're part of the problem.
No, I'm part of the solution. People need to stop getting their fucking panties in a wad. Every time some little kid wears a fucking t-shirt that has the NRA logo on it or has, you know, the fucking 90-year-old man from Duck fucking Dynasty on it, people need to just grow the fuck up. Like, oh, everything is a threat. Zero tolerance. Fuck
their,
you.
Their defense was, well, if you watch Duck Dynasty, then you would know that this isn't meant to be a threat. Well, you know what? I don't fucking watch Duck Dynasty.
Neither
and you
do
know
I.
What? Most people shouldn't watch Duck Dynasty.
You don't know that. You've never seen the show.
Fuck Duck Dynasty.
I heard it's a nice show. Why do you hate it? Duck Dynasty? What did Duck Dynasty do to you?
It's a bunch of hicks that make bird calls.
No, I think they do
and
other things.
It's a show about them. Why do I give a fuck about them?
Because it's a train wreck. Why would anybody give a shit about Honey Boo Boo? Who the fuck cares?
I don't give a shit about Honey Boo Boo.
No, it's a train wreck. People have to stop and see the train wreck. I almost rear-ended a car going 60 because a bunch of fucking people decided to slow down to 20 miles per hour on a goddamn three-lane highway because somebody in the adjacent side of the fucking highway was getting a ticket.
My favorite news story of the week, and this is surely to upset you.
Okay.
The other ones might not have upset you, but this one surely will.
Oh, hold on. Before we move on, I want to announce that I have stopped smoking.
You were smoking here.
No, that's not smoking.
That is smoking.
That's not a cigarette.
You're smoking like an e... Did you see the story about the e-cigarette that blew up in the person's car?
Good.
She
fuck them.
Charging it, and it blew up, and like it landed on her baby and set her baby on fire. Does that thing charge?
Yeah.
Dude, fucking be careful.
How would... There's no reason that should explode.
There's no reason it should, but it did. Fucking blew up. Okay. Why did you stop smoking? And you realize
because
you
life
didn't
sucks.
Stop smoking. That's probably just as bad as smoking.
No, it isn't. My lungs feel 100 times better since I've stopped actually smoking cigarettes and gone to this vapor crap.
I saw a fellow at the grocery store the other day smoking one of those, and he was also a bearded gentleman. And I thought for a second it was you, but he was way thinner than you.
Thank you. Thank you for noting that other people weigh less than I do. I'm sure we can go outside right now and some of your neighbors, you can point at them and let them know which ones I'm fatter than. I'm going to bet most.
I was simply pointing out that this particular gentleman was thinner than you. I'm not necessarily saying that all people are thinner than you. But I was describing this man as being particularly thinner than you are.
Okay, so it could be 100 other people, but his most notable feature was that I'm fatter than him.
Other than that, he did look similar to you.
You'd be a great youth counselor. Just letting all the fat kids with horrible eating disorders, just letting them know, hey, you know what? Other people are skinnier than you. How about you figure that one out? Go talk to those people who you're fatter than and get life lessons.
Do you think we should have used fake names?
For?
Or what, is that a pseudonym?
A pseudonym?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like a fake... I think a lot of people that do the podcasts and stuff, they all use fake names.
Well, I assume nobody would listen to this.
Cool, like... Do you think we should start over and use...
It's a little late, dude.
I mean, like, maybe, like, we could just tell people, hey, guys, don't remember our name.
I don't think that's going to happen.
We need fake names. What should our fake name... Because, I mean, like, we just kind of, like, used our real names. That was probably stupid.
There's 30,000 Mike Moores in this country.
There's not too many of you, though.
No, there's not. Oh, no, actually, there's three or four within this area.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So we're good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, don't ever try to find us.
I'm pretty big. Apparently, you'll find me.
Or maybe we've been using fake names this whole time.
Yeah.
The other story designed to upset you was the ex-NFL player whose house was broken into by 300 youths who had a huge house party, and then he came home and found his house in shambles, and through Twitter and Instagram was able to track down who had the house party in his home, and instead of pressing charges, he offered them to come help clean up his house, one, which is fair.
Yeah.
And two, he wanted them to do some charity work with him.
Okay.
And only one kid came to help clean up his house, and now many of the parents involved are suing the NFL player for making it public and making it difficult for their children to apply for good schools based on their association with the crime they committed.
Tough fucking shit.
And the thing is,
you know what would have really fucked up their college chances? Going to jail. Breaking and entering charges. Drinking underage.
We got a fake name in the chat. Skylar McBruin. I like Skylar McBruin.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like a yuppie name. I don't know if I like that.
Can you just call me Skylar from now on?
No. I can't.
When we come back from break, I'm going to be, hey, it's Skylar.
No.
I think that I would have a certain panache if I went as Skylar McBruin.
Why? Why do you hate your name?
I think.
Do
I
you
should
think it's
Frank McDurkin? Okay, Napier, you are no longer Napier. You are Frank McDurkin.
Sounds Irish. I don't look Irish.
Don't you think that we should just be able to, like, find these parents and, like, take them to an island and say, I'm sorry, but you're no longer allowed to be here anymore?
I don't think that'll happen,
though. I think there should be a government agency similar to that of, like, a Judge Dredd that just randomly follows people into bathrooms and hides and waits for them to walk out of the stall and determine whether or not they flushed. And if they left a big duke in the toilet, we should just execute them. Flush your dukes.
I have a better idea. This would make going to, like, a public bathroom so much better. And this is all you have to do. You know that little flusher on your shitter?
Right.
When it flushes your shit, it flushes everybody's shit. So you pull that lever, your shit gets flushed. The stall next to you, shit gets flushed. The one after that, shit gets flushed.
Oh.
So if you've got some asshole next to you dropping bombs and not flushing his dukes, you just flush your dukes.
So, like, just, like, connect a chain to all of them? Yeah. So that they all flush every time one flushes?
Yes.
That way there's never any duke.
That way there's never any duke.
That's smart.
Yeah.
The only issue with that, though, is you'd have to put some kind of thing on it to where if I'm sitting there taking a duke, mine's exempt because there's, like, weight on the seat.
Why? Why would you be exempt?
I don't necessarily want flushes while I'm duking. I want flushes after I've duked.
Okay, well, we'll make one lever for you, and we'll put a little button, like, next to the toilet that flushes everybody else's but yours. How's that?
But then wouldn't people just press the button and then leave their duke? I think people are proud of their dukes.
Yeah, I know they are, because every fucking day at work, I'll walk into the men's bathroom, there'll be a damn near full bullpen, and everybody has shit up the fucking restroom. Nobody flushes their turds. It's like a power shit that everybody is trying to get in on, and the winner gets to go leave the little restroom like, yeah, that's mine. Mine wins over everybody else's, I can tell.
You don't need to be proud of your dukes. No one's impressed by your dukes. They're grossed out by your dukes.
Somebody at my work, like when they shit, you know, like you have the bowl, like where the shit goes into. Have you ever seen somebody shit, like, and the shit gets stuck to the ass end of the bowl, like the back part of the bowl?
We were talking about the NFL player.
Yeah.
You were supposed to get upset about it. Because these people are awful. And you know what the fucked up thing is? They'll probably win.
Nah, they'll probably get a settlement. That's not really winning.
Yeah, getting a settlement from this poor fucking guy whose house was broken into. I guess because they were minors and he exposed them. But they were the ones that published it publicly, right?
Yeah.
They put it on the Twitters and the Instagrams. So it's their own fucking fault, right?
Yeah, but you can sue for anything in this country.
And they'll probably win.
No, they probably won't win, but they'll probably, the NFL player will probably just fucking settle because it's cheaper.
Is it too late for him just to go back on it and say, okay, I'll press charges then?
No.
I mean, you can still do that.
He can still press charges, yeah.
I would do that second.
Yeah, but
I mean, one fucking person says, oh, well, I'm going to sue you. I'd be like, okay, boom. Paperwork filed, fuckers.
Yeah,
he could get into a good school now that you have a record for breaking and entering, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, he could do that, but that doesn't mean they still won't sue him.
I hate people.
But at least, you know, they'll... Well, either way, it's the parents doing it. It's not like the kids, you know, threatened to sue him because they couldn't get into college. Speaking of which, having listed down on your references an ex-NFL player who you did a bunch of charity work for probably would look a lot better than, you know, going to jail.
Right.
I'd say, yeah, dude, me and Tidy Grabs McFuckstick.
And you know what?
We're boys.
Any parent who would be faced with that proposition say, oh, my kid broke into somebody's house. Well, I should discipline them, and this is a good way of doing it. Make them go pick up trash or something. Any parent who disagrees with that probably shouldn't have had kids.
Well, they're probably, like, if it's an ex-NFL player...
We need to take them to the island.
Well, they probably have money.
Shithead Island.
That would have to be a really big island.
It would. We just need to take over, like, a continent. What's a continent that we're not using very much? Antarctica?
Australia.
Send them to Shithead Island.
Yeah. Just leave them in the middle of Australia where nobody fucking lives. And leave them there.
You break into someone's house, and then they offer you an out when you're caught red-handed because you were so stupid you posted proof of your crime on Instagram. And then you sue him, you're going to the island.
Well, they're not doing it. The parents are. The kids probably would have said, yeah, sure, what the fuck ever.
But we're not giving them Hawaii or something, because Hawaii's nice.
Yeah.
We need to send it somewhere not nice. Australia's probably kind of nice.
No, it isn't.
Well,
everything there is venomous, and everything there weighs 50 pounds, minimum. They have spiders there as big as your torso. Oh, yeah, they dissolve your flesh.
And we need to put some kind of hormone in the air to create more of these venomous creatures.
I don't think you can. There's not
enough.
If you went to a random 100-mile stretch of Australia and looked around the fucking place every fucking where for 100 miles, you wouldn't find one animal that didn't have venom coursing through it. It's like Mordor. It is seriously the worst place in the world. You can't find anything worse. At least with Antarctica, you can freeze to death instead of having your limbs fall off.
There was a news story about an employee who chased someone who was...
Detroit. We could send them to Detroit. That's completely unused and awful.
Right, but we'd have to put a really big fence up.
No, just... Detroit will take care of them.
We want them to stay, though. We don't want them to escape.
Don't worry, they won't escape. Nobody escapes Detroit.
There was a news story that I saw there was a clerk at like a 7-Eleven. It wasn't 7-Eleven, but it was a 7-Eleven type place.
Yeah,
that is currently selling David Hasselhoff branded coffee.
All right.
Called Iced Hoffee.
Did they have pictures of David Hasselhoff up? And
Yes. And he's done commercials for them, and it's very exciting. But
this is a U.S.
apparently,
chain?
Apparently, yes. There's this huge outpour of support for Iced Hoffee. And people, I assume ironically or, you know, as a joke, have been stealing promotional items for the, like, cardboard cutouts of David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
There's been over 550 David Hasselhoffs stolen from these stores.
What is the name of this place?
It's a national chain. I don't remember what the name of it is. And I'll if I count on this computer, I'll fucking. But there's been over 550 of these. So my question is, if 550 of these have been stolen from your stores and you're using them as promotional items,
yeah,
start selling them.
Yeah.
Fucking print more. Sell them for $5. Fuck. I mean, like, if 550 of them were stolen in a year, think of how many you could sell.
I would think that the promotion's been working. I mean...
Right.
Having people steal a bunch of them? That's just fucking awesome.
That's a clever name, though. Yeah. Heist Hoffy.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
But, no, I mean like, you put them on the fucking shelves for $5 a piece, or however much it costs. I mean, a cardboard cutout, you're usually more than that. Sell them for 10. Fuck.
I would just make a whole bunch of these things up, put, like, 50 of them in each store, and each time somebody's about to steal one, just make sure the clerk's looking away, and then just report that there were 2,000 of them stolen in a year. Like, dude, we can't even keep... People keep getting these iced Hoffy fucking cardboard cutouts. Don't
put
you
it on the news?
Yeah. Every fucking week, they have, like, a countdown of how many has been stolen out of their store. Just leave, like, two of them up, like, at the entrance, like, greeting you when they come in. Like, when you come in every day, they're just fucking gone. Like, oh, God, people like our iced Hoffy too much. We can't keep them.
Well, that, and I mean, you know, they're in all of these houses.
Yeah.
And so every time you walk past David Hasselhoff, you go, fuck, man, I could go for a Hoffy right now.
Like, all the little kids will be, like, trying to steal it. Like, who can one-up them in stealing the iced Hoffy promotional cardboard cutouts? And it's all over Twitter. Like, oh, guys, did you see what I did here? It'll be like the fucking cinnamon challenge.
So it's like viral marketing.
Yeah. I mean, you can't pay for shit like that.
I know. Well, I mean, fuck, we're talking about it.
I know. They should just go. They should go balls deep into this.
I want to go goddamn find a nice Hoffy now.
Yeah, I do too.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It probably tastes worse than 7-Eleven, like, 2 o'clock in the morning burnt coffee, but I got to try it.
I mean, the thought of, you know, David Hasselhoff being your spokesperson probably isn't that great. But, like, if you can create this viral campaign, all of a sudden David Hasselhoff seems like a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Maybe it was part of their... part of their strategy all along.
Maybe having, like, reports of them stolen, maybe that's it.
I want you to think for a second about the 550 people,
yep,
that are out there in existence who risked going to jail for a cardboard cutout of David Hasselhoff holding an iced beverage.
You know what? I bet it's like one dude. He's just got a warehouse full of these fucking things.
And he's selling them overseas on eBay or something?
It can't all be like fucking hipsters that walk in and try to purchase it with their PBRs. And then the clerk's like, no, we only got one of these. Oh my God, there's only one of these?
Did we give out the phone number and all that?
I don't want people calling in.
You don't want people calling in?
Yeah, we're having too much fun.
I'll take a phone call. 309-740-1430. Hey!
You know, you see...
Guess what, everybody?
Drunk's here. But if you tell them you don't want them to call in, then they'll call in.
You think?
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
What's up?
How's things going?
Could be better.
You only missed the first 40 minutes of an hour-long show.
But we haven't gone to break yet.
I was,
Do you want to go to break?
I was on pace to be out there by 7:45, and my employees fucked the dog.
Did you record it?
Yes.
Oh, that's
like,
hot.
Actually fucked a dog?
Well, I mean, we have deliveries, and we pull each line is a truck, and they got loaded up. Well, each truck was wrong.
Would you risk going to jail?
Oh, I was listening on the way, first of all.
Okay, just we'll get Drunk's opinion on everything we've talked about so far, and then we're going to break.
I would love to go to Australia. I don't care how many venomous things are there.
You will go to Shithead Island?
Sure, I'll go to Shithead Island.
Also known as Australia.
Also known as Australia. And B, I still get followed on Twitter by David Hasselhoff. Blue check mark and everything.
It's him.
It's him.
And how could someone who follows Drunkard STL on the Twitters be all that bad?
Exactly.
Amen. I love the Hoff. You don't hassle the Hoff, man.
But you do steal his cardboard cutout and display it in your home.
I would also steal a cardboard cutout of the Hoff. Fuck yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If it was available for $5, would you just buy it instead?
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Boomski.
We're going to break. We will return in like 6 minutes or 7 minutes. Thank you all for coming on board the dick train.
Choo-choo!
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers Van Girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
Come on.
welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier and Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
If you'd like to contact the show tonight, please dial 309-740-1430. And it's our everybody's favorite time. It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
So I filled my fart sponge at my house. I like overfilled it. It's like completely filled with my farts.
What do you... You have a sponge?
Yeah. It's my chair. It's a cloth chair. And it acts like a fart sponge every time I fart into it.
You mean it's like a diffuser?
Well, yeah, sort of. It kind of does that.
But I apologize. My name is not Mike. It is Skylar McBruin.
So, Skylar, I filled my fart sponge.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's every time I fart into it, a little bit comes out and a little bit stays in. When I get up, a little bit leaks out. When I sit down, a bunch of it leaks out. It's like I farted again. And Saturday, I completely filled it. Like, I couldn't escape my farts. I couldn't run away from them. It was, like, stuck in this chair. And every time I would move, more would come out. And it fucking smoked out my room. And I couldn't breathe. I was breathing in my own farts.
This seems like a conversation for Aster. Ask Dr. Napier.
No, this is a doctor question.
So what's the question?
The question is, do you think you can die from filling a small room with your own methane?
No.
First question from Frank Branches. Have you ever delivered a baby?
Like, to because somebody? No, I am completely afraid of vaginas.
Completely.
Completely.
1,000% afraid.
You mean, like, have you ever...
He has nightmares.
...given a woman your seed and made a baby, so that way you delivered it to her?
Yeah. Well, I've never delivered my seed
to... You delivered the juice of love.
I've never delivered my seed to a ripe field. I've never... drug another person out of one person.
He finishes in another room.
Mm. Yeah.
Shabop, shabop, shabop.
And
then
I... and I always do it in the same sock.
Shabop, shabop, shabop.
That way when the aliens come, they can get all of my DNA
in one sock.
That is a pretty good Napierism, though. Mm-hmm. I fear vagina.
From the Squarehead Kids. When the aliens insert the anal probe... how funny would it be to push it back with a turd? Would the aliens laugh?
Well, I guess if they
it makes me laugh. That's
if they sure. didn't poop, if they didn't poop, they probably wouldn't find it as hilarious. They'd probably be shocked, like, "Oh, this one has grown a horn. Oh no, the horn fell off. Oh God, just came as soon as it left." Ugh.
So I guess if they entered a that would probably be like something that they would write in their alien notebooks, correct?
Yeah. Because
it would be interesting. Well, it's probably not someone's reaction very often. So I mean, you would be like the diamond in the rough. Maybe they would make you king.
Well, I think more like they would like put it like in their notebook, like not to do something again. Like let's say you've never shit. In your entire life, you've never seen anything shit. You don't know what shitting is. You grab an animal, like, you know, off the road or something. You're just driving along, you find an animal, grab it. And then you decided to probe its anus for information. And then you pull it out like a goddamn lawnmower zip cord. And shit just flies out of this damn thing. First off, you're going to think you just ripped out its organs. And they're really smelly organs.
You'd think something terrible just happened and that, like, you've ruined... what you were working on.
Yeah. And they would probably be dancing around this dude like, oh God, I think we killed it. That might be his
You'd
blood.
Say, we just fucked something up.
So can I ask a question?
What's up?
To Dr. Napier.
What kind of...
Next question from Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What kind of information can you get by probing somebody's anus?
I don't know what information you can't get.
You can get temperature.
You can get temperature. You can get what they've eaten. You can get the their blood history, if they're gay or not, because, you
know...
Yeah,
if they push back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They moan.
Yeah, if they have semen in their anus or...
Next question from Matt Leroy. As a doctor, do you consider yourself more valuable in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
No.
No, probably less so.
That would be a valuable thing to have, right?
Probably not.
If somebody falls down and skins their knee, they need Band-Aids.
I'm not
Who's the guy with the Band-Aids?
I'm not valuing Napier for his doctor-ness. I'm valuing Napier for his stockpile of weaponry.
Yeah, that's probably better during a zombie apocalypse than being a doctor.
Don't get me wrong. Napier will probably go quick with his cardio, and then after that, I'm taking all
But I mean, like,
guns.
If there's somebody having a baby or something, you need a doctor.
No, you just push on their stomach.
Napier fears vaginas, remember?
I don't think that's how you deliver babies at all.
That's how I pop my zits. Why doesn't that fucking work? Look, all it is an ingrown hair. Just push on it, comes right out. It's not fucking complicated. I don't know why we need doctors for this.
You're the worst doctor ever.
If it if it's too fucking hard, just sit on it.
From Indio Techno, did Dr. Napier get Grand Theft Auto 5?
No, Napier did not. Unfortunately.
And the last question from Anchor Babcock from the Unfit for FM show.
Who is doing well.
Heard bi-monthly on RadioFubar.com on Sundays. If you guys were women or were pulling some kind of bosom buddies scam, what would your names be? Our lady names.
Your name would be Michelle.
But you are also Mike. So what would you be, Melissa?
I don't know.
Martha? Or would we just want to go all out and change them?
Well, you see, my mom wanted to name me something, and my dad said, no, that's fucking stupid, and he demanded that my mom not name me what she wanted to.
Do you know what my mom wanted to name me?
What's that?
Gunner.
Gunner?
Gunner.
You'd be way more interesting as a gunner.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd be so much cooler.
Yeah, I mean, like you have a really common first name and a really common last name.
Right.
Gunner would have gotten you
Don't
somewhere.
Don't you think that the broads would be like, ooh, are you going to homecoming with Gunner?
Yeah.
My whole life would have been different. Yeah. Nobody wants to fuck a Mike.
Yeah, there's like 40 fucking Mikes.
I know.
That's fucking safe bet.
There's like 10 Mikes that each person in the chat probably know at least 10 Mikes. But how many fucking Gunners do you know?
I don't know a single one.
You don't know any?
Nope.
I'd be the only Gunner. I wouldn't even have to use my last name. I'd be like, hey, babe, I'm Gunner.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Gunner who? They don't need to say that. They know. It's fucking Gunner.
No, you slap them. Like when they say Gunner, you slap them. Like, I don't need a last name. Slap.
Be like Bono.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would our lady names be? We got to work on this. I want to be... I think that I Lady Mike would kind of look like a Jessica. You could call me Jesse for short.
Yeah.
You know, I could pass as a... I think Drunk would probably be like a
Bonquisha.
I was thinking like a
Sarah.
You think he looks like a Sarah?
Well, no, he looks like a dude.
Maybe like a Maggie.
Well, my female name before I was born was supposed to be Rachel, which in turn is my sister's name.
You do kind of look like a Rachel. Like Drunk could pass for a Rachel,
it's
right?
That's my not sister's name, but
probably not with those mutton chops. I would probably have some kind of C name because my mom wanted to name me. She wanted to name me Cunt Fungus. My dad said that was a name for faggots and said no. So therefore, my name is Mike.
Cunt Fungus.
Cunt Fungus.
Cunt Fungus.
He wanted to name...
Your middle name is Cunt Fungus. Oh, yeah. I guess I shouldn't say that on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna edit that.
Yeah, you're not.
Why don't you give out his social security number while you're at it, all right?
Anybody want my last...
His address.
Anybody want my last fucking four? Faggot.
Give out his...
Everybody forget what I just said.
Home phone number, cell number, mom's maiden name. Might as well just give it all out there.
I'm sorry, Napier.
You want my medical history, too?
And while we're at it, he lives in...
Hey, how about the first fucker to call in gets my... Calm down.
Do you want my home phone number?
Yeah, do you want my home phone number? First guy who calls in, I will legally sign a paper giving you power of attorney over all of my assets. Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. It was a reflex.
Yeah.
I forgot we were talking to tens of people.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I suck.
God damn it, Mike.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Dun, dun,
dun. Hey!
Oh, somebody's getting a house.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean what I said.
Hello, caller. You're on the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, you need a house?
Yeah, sure.
Who's on the phone? Who are you?
Is this your lady friend?
Napier doesn't recognize the sound of the voice. Oh,
it's lady friend.
Oh, hello, lady friend.
Hello.
Did you just call to make sure that Napier doesn't sign over his assets to anyone else?
Pretty much.
So she was the first person to call. Yeah. So she gets the power
you guys
of eternity.
Seem desperate for phone calls, so might as well.
I apologize that I just gave your fiance's personal information out over the airwaves.
Yeah, thanks for that. Somebody's going to sign me up for, like, Chicks and Dicks magazine now. And my fucking mailman, I'm gonna get to my house, my mailman's going to be there. Hey, you know what? We have similar interests. I got this cool bar that everybody goes there. We all dress up like our favorite anime characters that have penises and dresses.
A knitting newsletter. Okay, so we need, a different middle name, like, just...
My middle name will be Cunt Fungus.
Okay, so we need to like do like a pause so that you can say Cunt Fungus, and then I'll say Cunt Fungus, kind of like, you know, I was saying, oh, your middle name is Cunt Fungus. Okay,
you already said Cunt Fungus like 8 times.
Pause.
Cunt Fungus.
Cunt Fungus.
Cunt Fungus?
Cool, now we got that.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the show so far, lady friend?
I've been listening to it the whole time. It sounds awesome.
Did she say awful
it's
or awesome?
Definitely one of your better weeks.
Yeah, see, she likes it.
Is that because there was more Napier?
No.
I'm trying to get him fired up.
It's because Drunk wasn't here for the first half hour.
Maybe it's because we got some delicious McDonald's and I didn't have to cook.
What happened to New Drunk? Was he just one and done?
I don't think that New Drunk is going to be here every week. We might have New Drunk back sometime.
Okay.
Was New Drunk fun? Did you have fun with
him?
He's
all right. He's a little timid. He just needs to learn to get in there. And
very timid.
He just needs to learn how to get in there and say what he needs to say.
Okay, when he came into the little podcast, I'm making a criticism, not personal. Look, we all need criticism in our lives. When he came in, he was sober. And he wasn't saying anything, and he was kind of timid. And then slowly throughout the night, he got drunk, significantly drunk, and then went the complete opposite direction on where he should be.
I'm going to be honest with you. The thing that bothered me the most about New Drunk is that most of our female listeners throughout the week messaged me and told me that they think that he's attractive.
Well, that's not fair.
Nobody's ever messaged me.
You're not the one attractive dude.
What?
I mean, you can't just all be fat fucks hanging around drinking booze and just hanging out. You gotta have the one dude that's picture perfect.
I am delicious.
You think that Tim could come and be our eye candy?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Suck it up.
Damn.
Suck it up. And we'll, and yeah, we'll see you later.
She's got a point. You need to cowboy up. Those big girl pants aren't going to put them on you by yourself. Make Tim our meat. Just have him.
No, I think that we'll probably have Tim on again. He was fine.
What pick am I supposed to show people?
Your dick pic.
Yeah.
You know, with your growth on it.
It's not a growth. It's a discoloration. It's a birthmark. It's not a.
Show him your growth.
The podcast community had several retirements throughout the week today.
Oh yeah, who retired? Yeah.
One of the fellows on Not Safe for Water Coolers quit. One of the guys on The Bull Room quit. I think one of the Twisted Sisters quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was like five of them, so.
So you're trying to tell me I got room to apply to other places, huh?
Oh yeah, I tried to give you to Not Safe for Water Coolers, but they said that they'll just soldier on the two of them. I did try to give you away, but nobody would take you.
That sounds about right.
Hey, we have another call.
Oh wow,
my power of attorney has been given away already. So
caller, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Yeah, I'm calling about the fart sponge.
That is medically necessary.
Do you think this is a product that we could sell? Do you think this is better or worse than Mike's Bath Buddy?
No, you can buy fart sponges now.
Not really.
You can just, but you know, a fart sponge is a real thing, right?
Who do we have on the line?
This is Ladlo.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
So, how much would you be willing to pay for said fart sponge?
$5. Let's start off at that. Or.
Okay, what if we got David Hasselhoff?
Like 3 million pesos or something like that?
What if we got David Hasselhoff to brand the fart sponge?
$4.
Ah! Oh!
They could be called Hoff and Sponge.
Oh, you can get it for at least $5.50.
But you can buy fart sponges now. You know a fart sponge is a real thing, right?
It's not, though.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. What? A fart sponge.
What do you get, Bed Bath & Beyond or Fart Bath & Beyond or something like that? Or?
A fart sponge is a real thing. What you do is it's this pillow. It's made with like charcoal. Like they put charcoal in it.
To defuse it?
To defuse your farts. And the fart sponge sucks up your farts. I know that from work. People have
Why not just have a toilet under your seat then, basically? That's kind of what I'm curious about.
Well, that would be good, but I mean, farts... Farts are for everybody. Can't just flush farts.
Now, like at family outings, do you break it out and start shoving in people's faces?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're diffused. I mean, it's like...
Do you have to buy, like, a filter?
No.
I mean, do the farts eventually, like, wear it out to where... But where's the added value? Or once you have a fart sponge, do you never need any... other accessories other than that?
I'm sure it works for a few years and then you just buy a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, do you buy more inserts? Things like you have to order them online?
I'm sure you can. I mean,
maybe they come in a variety of colors so that you can get one to match all the different pieces of furniture you have.
I would probably suggest that they always be black because you're going to be farting into them and it's going to be stained. And
what about brown?
I'd still go black. I mean, what happens if your ass sweat? I mean, it's going to collect your ass sweat, too. You're just going to have this...
So does this go on underneath the pants?
No, this goes to be... Like you sit on it like an ass donut.
I would prefer it to be white because I would want to know if I'm sitting on something dirty, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't want to show all of your coworkers your dirty ass mattress.
Does it come in scents, like Febreze or lavender or anything like that?
I'm sure they have some for the ladies, like, you know, like a honeydew or like a honeysuckle or, you know, something to where your lady farts don't smell like farts. And also it could get, you know, those nasty lady times when you got the leaks.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Oh, you got Hoffy up?
I like this.
Yeah. Is he wearing a Germany flag?
It looks.
Isn't that
like
a German
it.
Flag?
No, I think that's part of the
black, red, and yellow. That's the German flag.
He looks completely 80s right now, and I love
what
it.
What would you do with that?
Hang it above my bed, duh.
I would
jerk off the Hoff every night. That's a great visual. Thank you.
No, the Hoff's watching me jerk off.
That's what I mean. Yeah. All right, fellas, I'm not going to stop down the show anymore. I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
I swear to God, if I ever got me one of those, I would use those sticky tack things, and I would put it right above my bed, like directly above it. That way, every night before I go to bed, I can look into those dreamy eyes.
And they are quite dreamy.
Yeah, and then, you know, beat it furiously. Just pounding that.
Have a little bit of target practice. Mm-hmm.
It's similar to like counting sheep. You could count each individual majestic chest hair.
Right.
Peeking out from his Germany flag.
And you could also have nice wet dreams over it.
I think I might have preferred the Baywatch drawers, and that's it.
Ooh. What?
You know he used to be on Baywatch, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm aware.
You're well aware of the dealings of the Hasselhoff, huh?
I've always kind of had a soft spot for the plight of the African American. You know that I am.
You wish you were
a very sensitive African-American? Sensitive man, who understands. But I didn't really get it, just because you know I'm white. I was born of privilege.
Yes, you look rather privileged.
However, last week or the week before, like there was a moment where it all made sense to me. Like the embarrassment and the shame that the African Americans felt in like the 40s when they were sent to the back of the bus. Were forced to use like their own separate bathroom.
I kind of like the back of the bus.
Or their own individual drinking fountain.
Oh, and don't forget the dogs and the fire hoses.
Right. I felt all of that in this one brief moment. I went to Sam's Club to get gas.
You went to the one on West Florissant?
No, I went to the one in St. Charles.
Zumbel.
And I swiped my card. And my card was expired.
Oh.
And so, I mean, like, it had just expired, like, a couple of weeks ago. And so, I mean, I wanted to pump gas, but at the Sam's Club, you have to be a member to pump their gas.
Yep. Right.
And so I swiped my card, and they said it was expired, and that the gas is for members only. And so, like, I had to put my wallet back in my pocket and drive off without getting gas.
So you look like an asshole.
And like all the people pumping gas
were laughing at you.
They were. And they probably all thought.
They're probably still laughing at you, as a matter of fact.
They probably all thought, oh, this non-member. What is this guy doing? Come up here and pump our gas.
This poor fuck who couldn't afford a family account.
But I am a member. I just hadn't renewed my membership yet. Usually,
then you're not a member.
I mean, usually, how do they forget so quick? I mean, I've been a member for years.
Yeah, but you're not now.
I mean, usually you just go through the line and they say, oh, your membership expired. And I'm like, okay, just put it on my card.
When's the last time you've been to Sam's before that?
I don't know.
So how does it feel not being a member of Sam's Club?
It was awful, maybe. It was so bad. And everybody just thought, oh, this shithead just thought he could take our gas. And I had to drive away. The embarrassment that I felt. I get it. I get it, man.
Sounds like it's time to get a new Sam's card.
Yeah. Like,
you're there to upgrade to Costco.
Like, you know how, you know, the homosexuals, they have their, like, it gets better. And, like, their things about bullying and all that.
Yeah.
I always just thought they needed to toughen up, but I fucking get it, man. I felt terrible. And I mean, like, nobody even said anything to me. I just knew what they were thinking. And, like, I just crumbled.
Yeah.
I was so fucking devastated.
So you're comparing getting gasoline at a Sam's Club to being black during the civil rights movement. Yeah. That's what you're getting, man.
Getting his Sam's Club denied was the equivalent of going to a nice restaurant and having the guy at the door say, "Excuse me, sir, deliveries are in the back."
Hashtag first world problems.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you guys for not being sensitive to my...
Get a new card. You could have driven from the gas station, which is right in front of the Sam's, to the Sam's, got your card renewed that very second, and then gone and swiped your shit.
Or you could have been a dick and just left your car there and just walked over to Sam's.
Are you implying that...
That you're lazy?
Are you guys talking about, like, going in a place to get gas?
I'm talking about...
Are you talking about, like, prepaying instead of just using your card at the pump? What am I, a fucking... Some kind of fucking, like, third world shitbag that has to prepay for my gas?
No, you need to get your Sam's Club card.
I pay at the pump. I'm an American.
Amen. Hey, amen. But you still got to get your card renewed, which requires going inside eventually.
They could have just given me a reprieve this once.
Well, the machine can't do that because you pay at the machine because you're an American.
So speaking of...
I tried to DM Al Sharpton to tell him that my civil rights were violated.
Mm-hmm.
He did not reply to me.
So speaking of being a sweet American, my sister lives in a college town. It's called Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Cape Girardeau is not really a college town.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's like a one-horse, one-street light.
No, oh, it's bigger than that.
Can we give out her address? I already gave out...
I actually don't know what it is. It's 666-something, which is kind of funny to me, but... Anywho, every gas station in Cape Girardeau has a drive-through. So every time she comes back up here, she's like, "Why don't these gas stations have drive-throughs?" Because we're not lazy fucking pricks. That's why.
No, they do. They're down in the city, and normally they're behind like 5 feet of bulletproof glass.
Yeah, but would you really go through a drive-through and say like Quick Trip and be like, "Yeah, I need a 32-ounce Coke"?
No, I'm not that lazy.
Exactly. Or, hey, let me get a pack of Newports through the drive-thru. No.
Most of the time, they just have those walk-up things where you have to walk up to the thing and say what you need, and then you pay for it, and they place it in that little dish, and then the little tray pops
up.
Yeah,
that's only at the weird places that don't open their doors after midnight and whatnot.
Do you guys have any idea how awful it was to, like, go pump my gas at a gas station?
One time I went through Sam's car wash, and it chipped my paint on my vehicle. And my vehicle is not old.
Sam's has a car wash?
And a gas station.
Crazy. Where the fuck do they have a car wash?
Right next to the gas station.
Dude, that's horseshit. I've been there so many times, I've never seen this.
Have you not seen the gas station?
I've seen the gas station. It's a gas station. There's nowhere to walk. Unless it's a little kid with a bucket and a hose, no, there's no car wash.
It's BA, except for the fact it scratches the paint on your car.
I've been there.
Very high velocity.
I've been there, didn't scratch my paint. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you had that Fiery Locos taco from Taco Bell?
No, I haven't. It's real good, isn't it?
It's quite tasty.
I look at them, like, through the commercials, and I really want one. And sometimes it makes me sad that I don't have one.
I feel like we're brushing over this me having a really bad day.
Here's why we're brushing over it. Because you could have done something about it.
You could have just walked over to Sam's. You could have just
walked inside and gotten your shit.
I was on my lunch break. I don't have time for that.
Well, if you're on your lunch break, you should have went to Quick Trip, filled up, and gotten some fucking taquitos anyway.
Maybe you should have gone to the attendant and shown her your business card just to let them know how serious
you are. Or you should have shown her your dick.
Mike isn't paying attention. I made a joke.
Oh, did you make a joke? I'm sorry. I was reading the chat. Tell it again.
Maybe you should have gone.
It'll be way funnier the second time, I'm sure.
Maybe you should have gone to the attendant and shown her your business card since you were on lunch. See? See, he has no idea what the fuck is going on around him that isn't
right.
him.
When he's not talking, he don't care. Yeah. He literally does not care.
Do you want to know whether or not I've tried the Dorito taco?
I asked you both. I was actually looking right at you and maybe
and whether or not I liked it or not.
Yes.
Do they have sour cream on them?
I have not tried it. However, I'm sure you will all await my review next week.
Yeah, you need to get it. It's fantastic.
Do they have sour cream on them? Because I don't like
that. You can get it regular or you can get it supreme.
Fuck yeah.
I prefer supreme because I like sour cream and tomato.
You know there's no Del Tacos here anymore, so I have to go to...
Ain't there one in the city anymore?
I think that's gone.
Oh.
So every time I want a Del Tacos lunch, I have to go to Taco Bell, get a shit ton of hard tacos, and then I have to go to Wendy's and get French fries.
French fries.
Yeah, because I used to get tacos and French fries at
Del
Taco.
I just used to get Pepper Jack quesadillas from there.
Yeah, all the Del Tacos are closed.
Oh, that's weak. Well.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Black Hawk Down is not a black people movie.
Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at wfodix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix.
The Flintstones was not a black movie.
WFODix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up.
Let's just keep turning this on and tell people what are not black movies.
Okay, so what's the deal with the chat and all the black people movies? What's going on?
Oh, Passenger 47, what was that?
Was it the one with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, that was a black movie.
Always been on black.
So, yeah.
That's a pretty good clue. There's one black guy on the plane. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know who it is now. It's the black guy.
Independence Day. Black
not like we didn't know black by his voice.
Wait a minute. Movie. Passenger 47, wasn't that where they had like the criminals? Oh, wait, no, that was Con Air.
Con Air, yeah.
Yeah, Con Air. There weren't too many black people on Con Air either.
He corrected you. It's Passenger 57.
Oh, Passenger 57.
Think of
okay.
it like the ketchup.
Okay. Murder at 1600.
Independence Day. Black people movie.
Anything Tyler Perry has ever done.
Oh, what was that movie where Eddie Murphy was a vampire? Oh, Vampire in Brooklyn.
No, yeah. No.
That was a black people movie. Sling Blade?
I wanted to complain about the usage of leaked things to the press nowadays, like leaked cell phone pictures and releasing...
Or leaked Napier's personal information.
Yeah, Mike.
I really am sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. Or like
you better edit that.
I will.
You won't.
I will.
Okay.
Britney Spears, her the album art for her, which is a very unflattering image, by the way, and her new single was leaked as opposed to like press released. And I don't think that things are press released anymore. I think they're leaked early, and like leaked early is the new press release, just because, you know, as like this voyeur culture, we think that we're getting away with something hearing it early.
Well, I think it's also so they can gauge, like, excitement, like how many people are going to be talking about it, or...
But they do it on purpose, is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, yeah, probably.
There is no such thing as a press release anymore. Nobody just releases everything. Everything is, oh, I didn't want you to see that. I mean, like the...
Oh, no, they still do that. They still do press releases.
The Teen Mom, she released a sex tape, and, I mean, like, she made a porno. She hired a porn star.
Isn't that like child pornography?
No, she is like 18, 19.
Teen mom, I think. But I mean, like, she hired a porn star and made a porno film, but then she tried to market it as, oh, you guys found this and I didn't want you to. And I mean, I think that's just the way things are done now. Things are leaked as opposed to...
As Mike does air quotes.
Yeah.
Leaked.
Leaked. Dick fingers.
I think that we need to, like, leak secret podcasts that people aren't supposed to hear every week.
Like this show? Yeah, let's leak our show to the audience.
We need, like, someone else to leak our show earlier than we intended to leak it.
But we do it live.
Yeah.
Well, the podcast the next day.
Why don't we just say
we
these
have considerably
are...
considerably more people download the show than show up to listen to the show.
Well, I would hope so.
So it's like a little kid with one of those fucking recordable boom boxes making their own radio show.
So when are we going to be on Sirius?
It's not going to happen, Drone.
What do you mean?
Nobody likes us.
Is that your dream?
Sure.
You want to be the big time?
Yeah.
Big time drunk?
And then I could be at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters, on the series.
If we ever leave and go to a different venue,
uh-huh.
We're starting over with new names.
Yeah.
You did it right, buddy. Nobody knows your real name.
Yeah, I'm just at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters.
I don't know his real name.
You don't actually know?
I don't actually know his real name. I've known this dude for, what, fucking 3-4 years now? I don't know.
I've actually said my name on the podcast a couple of times.
I don't listen to what you say.
I said it last week.
I don't listen to what you say either. You're a bad person.
I'm not a bad person.
You're a bad person.
I'm a good person.
You hurt people's feelings.
Whose feelings did I
hurt? You don't hurt
that guy at GameStop, you called him fat.
You called him
fat.
You called
the guy at GameStop fat?
Fuck you guys.
Did he have glasses too? Did you call him four eyes?
You called him fat.
You called him a faggot.
I did call him a faggot.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Okay. Bye, faggots.
I could liken you to a werewolf the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Love the whirlwind, a song ends in a minor key. Love the whirlwind, a song ends in a minor key.
Blood! Dick blood!
What the fuck are you talking about? And I could liken you to a chemical the way you made me come around to come.
Dick blood! Dick blood!
To inevitable, you and me would mix. And I could liken you to a lot of things, but I always come around. Cause in the end, I'm a sensible girl. I know the fiction of the fix. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me.
So what Napier just said to me was that if I ask him if I ask you how you're doing, you're going to eeyore up on me. And you're going to push pin a tail on your ass. And then somehow that turned into
Dick Blood!
Dick Blood!
Dick Blood!
Is that...
Is that your new name? You're going to be Dick Blood?
Dick Blood!
The artist formerly known as Napes is now Dick Blood.
Dick Blood!
Richie Blood.
What was... Well, I was Sydney something, wasn't I? I was Sydney...
Skyler.
Skyler...
McBrewer.
Skyler McDougan.
McBrewer.
And Napier is Dick Blood.
Dick Blood.
Dick Blood! And you gotta say it like that. Like when you like talk to me,
that's
you
kinda,
gotta say Dick Blood first.
That's kinda,
Dick Blood!
That's
yes! Kinda,
that's gonna be hard to change the jingle to it's time for Ask Dr. Dick Blood.
It's time for Ask Dr. Dick Blood! Dick Blood!